Yes, I think that the pattern of propaganda is really being escalated now because of a lot of those factors that you just mentioned, all the more imperative from the vantage point of those war planners and war makers that it be laid on very thick. And so I think we're in the midst of that very intensive, sped-up agenda building for making war on yet another country. And I think those numbers are going to be moving, certainly not nearly as fast or as far as Obama would prefer. But still in all, you know, the same polling with the 9% said that if the Syrian government were to use chemical weapons, it would go up to 25% support, which is still anemic, but it shows how that drum can be beat very hard with some results. And certainly statements like from Secretary of State Kerry about that moral atrocities can't be tolerated, I think that begins to, if we are discerning and we're going to really call what it is, we can expose just not only the rampant hypocrisy, but just the lack of moral or sensible viability to this insistence that the United States must now be throwing missiles into Syria. For instance, Peter, it was just a few weeks ago when the new military regime in Egypt slaughtered more than 1,000 peaceful protesters, really basically peaceful protesters. So I don't know, you tell me, how could it be that the U.S. government continues to support an Egyptian regime that kills more than 1,000 protesters but insists it must basically go to war because a few hundred Syrians were killed in what was certainly an abhorrent, apparently chemical attack?